Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They run the football really well, and you know, throw it down and distance out. I think they can run it at any time. We have to do a great job with, you know, containing the quarterback, caging the quarterback, you know, having a guy underneath, making sure we have eyes on him, and you know, it always adds a different element to what you're doing when you have to defend that quarterback run.
Obviously, Reuben Bain's been, I mean, if not one of the best defensive players in the country, arguably one of the best players in the country, period, so far. Is there anything that he's done so far this year that's surprised you? I mean, I'm sure you knew you were getting a good player in him, but you know, the way he's played through the first four games, how much has that impressed you or surprised you?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's been a dominant player. I think what he did this offseason, you know, as how he took care of his body, the way he works, the way he gets the extra reps in practice, how he's gone about his fundamentals and techniques, and then, you know, how he attacks every single day, that's what shows up on the field. And, you know, I think if you work at it constantly in the off season, in the summer, in the winter, spring football, it's now showing what he did in this off season. And I think, you know, I think helping to have him on the edge a little bit, you know, has allowed him to play fast within this defense.
You guys have been really good on third down this year, obviously over 13 for Florida last time out. Just in the simplest form, what makes a successful third down defense?
You know, I think last week the biggest thing was, you know, we stayed on track throughout the downs. You know, we had a lot of third and off tracks. I thought our guys executed with details when they were third and manageable. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, every week you get different situations, you get a little bit of a different style, and I thought our guys executed really well within those situations in those schemes. You know, fourth down, you know, we got to clean that one up. They were 3 for 6. So that's an area, you know, it's four down territory. They're going for it back-to-back plays. We have to get, you know, we have to do a better job in that situation getting off the field.
They do a lot of, I'll just use the word, exotic things offensively. They try to create deception. How does that impact, you know, you and your preparation for the game?
Yeah, our guys have to be really detailed with their eyes. You know, our alignments are huge this week. Our eye discipline, our communication, understanding what the final picture is. You know, our guys just need to make sure we're communicating and they both see the same picture the same way, whoever it is that's working together on every set play. And, you know, and that's going to be the number one thing is, you know, we can't be peeking in the backfield. We can't be looking at the wrong things. We got to be detailed on where our eyes were and where our fits are every single play.
As a defensive coach, how do you keep that from creating tentativeness?
Yeah, we're, you know, the number one thing is, and as we feel it out in practice every week, it's how do we play as fast as we possibly can. And, you know, that depending how we call it, how we, you know, put in certain things, that's going to be the number one thing. So we want to make sure we're still playing fast as a unit. You know, we still want our guys to be comfortable, communicate well together, and then be able to play at a speed where we always feel like we're attacking on defense. And that'll be the number one goal.
How does the speed of this FSU offense compare to what you guys have played against at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think they use it at times. I think they don't. I think it'll be similar at times to what we saw versus South Florida. You know, I think it's, you know, there's times where I think they're going really fast. And then there's other times, you know, they slow it down. I don't know if it's because of the game situation or the score or, you know, what it is in the game, you know, where they do it. But we just have to be ready for everything. You know, we got to be ready to go very, very fast like we did a couple weeks ago. We have to be ready for them to huddle up and do some different things or not go as fast in certain situations. And, you know, that's something that we got to practice all week. And, you know, we've kind of been doing with our guys, and we got to continue to emphasize that until we get to kickoff.
I think the offense had 25 yards in the first half. Have you ever experienced that as a coach? And then what's the message to your defense once you go in the half, at halftime?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing last week was playing a full game, you know, playing a complete four-quarter game. You know, we felt every game we've kind of had, you know, Notre Dame the fourth quarter, we got to play better. South Florida, we got to play better at the finish of the game. Bethune, same thing. We got to play a more complete game. And that was the number one thing we wanted to try to accomplish or emphasize last week as we went through that game. And I still think we had one drive. You know, we got to do a better job. They went 11 plays. They score a touchdown. And at that point, it becomes a game again. So now we got to, you know, and that's the emphasis in practice. You know, Tuesday is going to be a full, complete practice all the way through. Wednesday is going to be a full, complete practice all the way through. Every situation, we got to make sure we're cleaning up every day. Because we still, you know, and the emphasis on defense is we still want to play a more complete game than we've played so far. And, you know, every play has a life and a history of its own. Every series has its own situation. And you never know what happens in a game. You know, the first quarter is completely different than the second quarter. You know, and our guys, every series, you know, we got to take the approach of, hey, it's play one. We got to get aligned, do our job, have our eyes in the right spot. Okay, play two. And you never know what's going to happen. You know, South Florida hits a big explosive. We have to respond. You know, we got to hold them to a field goal or get off the field. You know, Florida, same thing. They second start of the third quarter, they drove the ball down the field. We need to respond in that situation and get a huge fourth down stop in the next series. And that's where I thought our guys, you know, are continuing to get better and improving every single week to be able to now step up and get that stop on that second drive of the third quarter. But, you know, it's still an emphasis that we're going to have in practice tomorrow. We're going to have it on Wednesday. You know, we have to constantly get better and more detailed so that now we can limit some of those situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.